Hey folks, hey superstars, hey, this is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin here. Welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant, where I go live every night at approximately midnight here to give you guys the opportunity to pick my brain. But tonight, I have a topic for you. A topic my son gave me, actually. A topic my son... See if I can tag my son. It's David's Instagram. A topic my son shared with me. I always, you know, listen, me and my children are fairly close. And I talk to my daughters more than I talk to my son because he's a man, obviously. He's just like me. And just like myself, I don't like talking on the phone. I'm not a phone person at all, as far as talking, unless we're talking about making some money or being productive or beneficial. But every once in a while, my son does. We have a conversation. We have a very deep conversation. He's 19 years old. No, he's 18, actually. He's graduating high school this year. Next month, he graduates from his school. And he'll be moving on to the industry of real estate and also the industry of digital marketing with his father, okay? And he's been helping me with my app. Many of you know that I did launch a new app here, and we're in the infancy stages of the app, but it's going very well. And I always like talking to David. One, because he's just very brutal and honest. He just doesn't, this man is honest. He's just going to tell you what it is. He's going to tell you how he feels. He has no filter, and that's what I need. Unlike my daughters, they'll be like, oh, okay, Dad, it's okay. It's pretty good. It's a, you know, and maybe it's trash. So my son, he said that, Dad, why don't you talk about failure, which means, does failure have to be failure? The problems that we have, do they have to be a problem? And I thought that was very interesting. And I was saying, oh, I didn't think about that. You know, sometimes, you know, if I ask you guys out there that's listening to me right now, if I say, do you have problems in your life? 99% of you would say, yes, I do have problems, money problems, relationship problems, health problems, weight problems, confidence problem, motivational problems, whatever. But what my son said, he said, does a problem have to really be negative? Is what he was getting at. He said, you know, Dad, when some people lose their job, you know, they get upset, they get mad, they want to fight and fuss and curse at the boss, the manager, and they go into the whole rant about how I'm going to pay my bills and how I'm going to do this. But, like, does it have to be a negative situation? Like, do they have to experience all these negative emotions? Like, if somebody dump you or break up with you or divorce you, and, you know, most people, when they get dumped or someone leaves them or a marriage is dissolved, you know, people get petty, upset. They say, why did you do this to me? I wasted all my time. You broke my heart. I don't know what I'm going to do with that. You know, they go into this long-winded direction of negativity, of cynicism. And what my son said is, you know, do we have to do that? Like, do we have to experience a negative emotion because someone told us no, or someone rejected us, or something that we really wanted and we didn't get it? Like, do we have to experience the negative emotion? And I thought that was a great question. My son is a genius, by the way, because, you know, I mean, I'm his father. And I thought about that. I said, yeah, you know, do you have to experience the negative emotion? And the answer is, you don't. Like, just because you have to remember something. You know, a lot of you, if I say, hey, write down your problems below, and say if somebody say, well, I'm broke. Do you know somebody right now that has the same amount of money that you have in your possession, even if it's no money, but they don't see themselves or they don't see being broke as a negative. Many of you seeing, well, I'm broke, which means I can't do anything. I'm broke. I can't pay my bills. But you have another person say, yeah, I'm broke right now, but it's only temporary. Yeah, I'm broke. I don't have any money right now. I mean, I may be, listen, I don't have any money, but I'm not broke. I'm rich. I just don't have any money, but I will get it. Do you not realize if somebody right now with your health condition, maybe you have an illness, whatever the illness is, and you might say, yeah, I'm illness, I'm hurting, you know, life, why me? Life is not fair. I got cancer. I got heart disease. I got leukemia. You know, whatever the disease is. Whatever. I got a cold. I got a flu. You're like, oh, I feel terrible. Oh, my God, I can't go to work. I'm going to miss out on money. And you have another person that has your same condition on this planet right now with cancer. And they are on TikTok and they have DJ equipment and they're live. And they're basically acting as a DJ on TikTok right now. And that's the truth, by the way. It's somebody right now on TikTok. I've seen his videos. He has stage 4 cancer. He's a black man. Stage 4 cancer. And he's a DJ every day on TikTok, just sharing and playing music for the world. Looking at him, doesn't look like he has cancer at all. So while other people like him are planning their death, he's DJing. He's playing songs in the 90s. He's celebrating. Are you with me yet? Listen, what I want you to realize, and this is huge, you know, shout out to my son that he even has this mentality. Think about a kid that thinks like that at 18 years old. I didn't think that way. Like when I had issues and problems, I would exacerbate my problems. Man, why did this happen? And I can't believe they fired me. Forget these people. F these people. I got kicked out. They just took my car. Why did they repo my car? I'm going to get that thing back. I don't have any money. What am I? That was me. But my son, he's 18 years old, and he already understands that failure doesn't have to be. That's the key word. Okay? Like, it doesn't have to be negative. But we all perceive it as negative. Like, we fail at something. Then we tend to feel bad about it. We lose a game. We feel bad. We make a bad grade on our test. We feel bad about that. Okay? You lose money. You feel bad. You feel discouraged. It's almost like we're trained not only to fail, but to feel discouraged or bad about failing. Like we're conditioned to feel that way. You lose your job. Feel bad about that. Somebody cheats on you, feel bad about that. Someone tells you no on the phone, you're trying to sell them something, feel bad about that. Somebody curses you out, feel bad about that. Someone teases you, talks about you in a negative way, feel bad about that. Like we're conditioned that we should feel that emotion when we have that type of response in our life. And I'm here to tell you, and this is coming from my son, David. And he said it's so simple, but it was beautiful. He says, just because you feel a negative emotion doesn't mean you have to act on it. Let me say that one more time. Just because in the moment you feel a negative emotion, okay, like you feel it, you lost money, somebody told you no, you got on the scale, you find that you gained 5 more pounds. Just because you feel a negative emotion, it doesn't mean you have to act on that emotion. And that's where a lot of you get lost. Because it's natural to feel sadness. It's natural to feel a little discouraged or to feel a little doubtful. It's natural, right? It's going to happen to all of us, even the ones that think they're super optimistic like myself. It's going to happen. However, How you act on the emotion is your decision. Does that make sense? You see why my son is such a genius? Like, who is this man's father? Honestly. You can feel the emotion, but you don't have to act on it. Acting on the emotion is your choice. Because sometimes we can't control how we feel. Look, I can be happy right now, and I can get a phone call that somebody died in my family. Boom, I can feel sad. Like, I can't really control that because it happens instinctively, right? However, I can choose on how I'm going to act on that emotion. When I go to the funeral, I may just be calm. I won't be just crying and, you know, oh my God, I can't believe this person. Like, right? I can act. I can be calm. I can be a stoic. I can be there for the family. Does that make sense? Right now, a lot of you have no money in your bank account. You have bad credit, right? You don't know what to do. You're getting older. You're lost. And you perceive that's a negative emotion that's making you feel discouraged. It's making you feel down. It's making you feel that you can't figure it out, that you're not going to make any progress. That's how you feel. But the question is, how are you acting? See, many of you are acting like that. You're acting like you're defeated. You're acting discouraged. You're acting. The key is to act differently. Just because things, I don't even want to call them negative things anymore, okay? Just because things, issues, and challenges are taking place in your life, it doesn't mean that you have to play them out. If you're having a bad day, you go to work, oh, I'm having a bad day today. Oh, my God, this happened this morning. This happened, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened. Okay, great. All those things happen to you, right? But does that mean, listen, does it have to mean that today is a bad day? Does it mean that you had a bad morning? Does it mean that? Many of you don't even think, well, you know, it wasn't a bad morning. I mean, I woke up, I had breakfast, I looked nice, smelled nice, going to work, going to the business. So I guess I can't say it's a bad morning. Maybe I just had a few challenges, but you know what? I solved them. I solved the challenges. So actually, it wasn't a bad morning. It was a fantastic morning. See, many of you think that you're going to live on this planet here. Listen, many of you think that you're going to live on this planet and only positive and happy things are going to happen to you for the rest of your life. That's what you want. That's what a lot of you want. That's like you're almost delusional and think that every day of your life has to be the best day ever. But that best day ever is only defined by how people treat you and what happens to you externally. And let me tell you something. It's not how it works. Not on this planet. Okay? Comment the word value below if you're getting value. That probably works, but not on this planet. Many of you want to go through your day, man, I just want to have one day with no problems. Listen, I'm going to give you another way to reframe problems. Do you not understand if you never have a problem, you will never make progress? Hello? If I was never terminated and fired from my job at the age of 21, I would not be a millionaire today. Honestly, because I wasn't thinking about being successful at 21 years old. I was thinking about climbing the corporate ladder. Like, I love my job. I honestly loved it, okay? So I wasn't thinking about being an entrepreneur. I wasn't thinking about making a ton of money working for myself. But as soon as I was terminated, it allowed me to think outside of the 9 to 5. Are you with me? The problems that you're trying to avoid, those are the progress. Think about LeBron James and Steph Curry and Kobe Bryant, all these, you know, they have to shoot the ball. I mean, it was times that they missed the shot.
Like when you watch them on TV, they're hitting the shot most of the time. But think about how many times they missed the shot. Think about all the failures. And well, those problems or issues, it's the only way to progress. You can't make progress living on a planet without pain. Okay? Without problems. You know, you can't make progress that way. It's impossible. How? You ever did something hard that was really, really difficult? And when you finally figured it out, you felt really good? Well, what do you think that feeling of good comes from? You ever did something very easy? And you're like, ah, that was easy. So what's the difference from doing something easy and doing something hard? It's like the feeling of suffering and sacrificing and putting in the time and cutting people off and reading and investing money and investing time, and you're tired and exhausted and you're stressed out, and you finally hit the goal. So all these emotions that you're feeling, and then you finally get what you want.
It's worth it, right? I said this last night, and I want you to write these words below. If you strive to do what's easy, you will have a hard life. If you do what's hard, you'll have an easy life. Many of you are searching the internet every day, searching the entire world, looking for an easy way to make money. Wes, what's the easy way to make money? You want the easy way to be in a relationship, the easy way to parent a child, the easy way to be a mom, be a dad, the easy way to do your job, the easy way to start a business. What's the easiest, fastest way? Listen, if you do what's easy, you're going to have a hard life. Okay? Because everybody's out there trying to do what's easy. Like working a 9-to-5 job, that's easy. You don't have to worry about accounting. You don't have to worry about where your check coming from. You don't have to worry about firing, hiring people. You don't have to worry about making high-level decisions. Right? All you do is show up. You don't have to pay the light bill for the place that you're working at. You don't have to pay the gas bill, the water bill. You don't have to pay the rent. You don't have to pay the employees. You don't have to deal with the problems. You just get a paycheck every 2 weeks. You just come in and do your little work, and the paycheck shows up. That's easy. But the people that have that type of life, they have a hard life because 8 hours, 10 hours of their day is going to be devoted to something that maybe they don't want to do. And not just that, people that have the 9-to-5, well, they got to ask for a vacation. They got to beg for vacation. They got to put vacation in 3-4 months in advance. Listen, I change my mind and my mood every hour. Can I get an amen? I have no idea what I'm going to do in 3 months. But you got people out there, well, I got to put my PTO time in because the boss said I can't take vacation in January, so I have to move it back to March. I mean, that'll fuck up my whole year. I'm like, what? I'm not moving my date. I'm going here with my family on this day. So you have a hard life because if you're working at the 9-to-5 job, you get paid a certain amount of money every week, every 2 weeks, the same amount. So your lifestyle never changes. The things that you want, you can't get immediately. You gotta wait. You gotta wait till you save up the money. You gotta wait till you stash the money to be able to afford whatever you want to afford. That's a hard life. Can you imagine going to a department store or going to a place where you want to buy something but you can't buy it? You're like, man, I wish. Man, I wish I could buy that, but it's too expensive. I wish I can get this car, but man, I can't afford that car note. I wish I can get this purse. I can't pay $5,000 on a purse. Oh no. It looks nice though. Maybe one day. That's a hard life.
Because it's like, you know, people that have the 9-to-5 grind, you know, they're constantly discouraged because they consistently see other people who are living the life that they would like to live. So you're always in a state of like, man, I wish, man, that'd be nice. It's a hard life, in my opinion. Because you are restrained and you're limited of what you can do. Are you with me, ladies and gentlemen? I'm going to say it again. How many of you have problems? Comment below. Life problems, finance problems, relationship problem, health problem. Comment below if you have problems. And be honest. You know, don't lie to me. I don't even know you. What's the point of lying? How many of you have problems? Comment below if you have problems in life. Well, my question to you is, how do you know that that's a problem? Like, how do you know? Like, how do you know what to label as a problem in your life? How do you know? Comment below. Since everybody said, I have problems. I do, Wes. I got problems. Well, how do you know? Like, how do you know what to label as a problem and what not to label as a problem? Like, how do you know? How do you make that distinction? When things happen to you in your life, how do you know that's a problem for you? How do you know? I'm curious. Somebody said the struggle. But what do you mean, the struggle of what? Aren't you already struggling? Comment below. I would like to see if someone can actually articulate themselves in a way and explain it to me. Like, how do you know that that's a problem? Somebody said it affects your emotional state. Okay, but when you say affects your emotional state, who chooses what state that your emotions are in? Like who chooses if it's going to be a positive state or a negative state? You just said it affects your emotional state. But who chooses for that state to be positive or negative? Like who? Is it you? See, the point I'm trying to get to, and I'm looking at all these comments below here, and many of you don't even realize why you call a problem a problem. You just say, well, it's a struggle. Well, it affects my mood. Who controls your mood? Like who? Like if something happens to you from somebody else outside of you, which is outside of your control, who controls how you respond? If someone called you a bitch or a nigger, black people, if white people call you a nigger, does that mean that you should be upset? I mean, does it mean that? Like, do you have to get upset? Do you have to say, what? What did you say? What'd you say to me? What'd you say? What'd you say? You don't use that. You know, I know you don't use that. I mean, what causes that anger? You ever think about that sometimes? Somebody call you a bitch, a whore, whatever, women. And you get upset. What? I ain't no bitch. Don't call me no bitch, bitch. You know, it's so funny. That's just how people talk. But my question to you is, why did that affect you that way? What did that mean to you that hurt you so bad that caused you to be angry? See, people don't think like this. Somebody call you stupid. Somebody call you ugly. Whatever. Somebody may say, you're a loser. You'll never win. Why does that affect you so much in the negative direction? You ever thought about that? Why? You have some people, you can call them bitch, whores. You can tell them, fuck you, I hate you. And they don't even care. They're like, okay, thank you. You can call them a dumbass. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. It doesn't even affect them. But Pookie and Ray Ray, Maisha, it bothers them. They get upset. You get sad. Get angry. Get livid. Why is that? Think for a second. Why is that? You know, why do black people get upset? Because if white people use a certain word. Like, why? Why? Like, if you're not a nigger, why does it even matter if someone calls you a nigger? That's like if somebody called you Wesley and your name is Pookie. Somebody called you Wesley and your name is Sam. Are you going to get mad? Oh, I'm not Wesley. Don't call me no motherfucking Wesley. Don't call me Wesley. What's wrong with you? No, you'll be like, hey, no, no. My name is not Wesley. My name is Sam. Oh, okay. Somebody call you a nigger, black people, if it's a white person. Say, oh, no, no, no. I'm not a nigger. My name is Maisha. My name is Pookie and Ray Ray. Oh, okay. Why do we allow words to affect us so deeply? Why do we allow experiences, things that happen to us? Why do we allow it to affect us so deeply? I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm the mentor. I'm your mentor. The reason why it affects you, because you don't know who you are. See, a person that if every situation they get involved with, if they choose to select negativity or causes them to feel and to act out the negativity of that situation, that person doesn't know who they are. You ever met a person say, I don't know why I did that? See, a person that says, I don't know why I did that, means that they don't know him or herself. They don't know themselves, which means they don't know what they're capable of. They don't know. They'll say, I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I did that. Oh, my God, because they don't know who they are. And they don't know who they are because they've never taken time to determine who they want to become. Are you with me? That's it. That's why some of you can't stay with one business or one opportunity. This week is network marketing. Next week is internet marketing. Then this week is Forex. Then it's the stock market. Then it's Bitcoin. Then it's cryptocurrency. Like, you ever thought why you continue? Because you don't know who you are. And you don't know who you want to be. Like, you have not did any type of deep self-analyzation with yourself or self-introspection to determine, you know, who do I want to be on this planet here? Like, who do I want to be? What do I want my focus to be? What do I want? We don't do that for days and days and days and days and days and months and weeks. But what we do is we're looking at the world, and whatever the world brings us, we're going to check this out. Well, let me try this. Not knowing who we are. And this is why astrology is so powerful. You know, Capricorn and, oh, you're Capricorn, you're Virgo. Oh, that means this. That's stupidity. Because people, they're constantly looking for something to define or to figure who they are. Well, I'm a Virgo, so that means I'm like this. Well, girl, he a Capricorn. You know how Capricorns are. See, we're all on this journey trying to figure out who we are. And what we don't realize, the person that needs to determine who we are and who we want to be is ourselves. Not astrology, not numbers, not numerology, not the pastor of your church, not your professor, not the mentor. No, it's you. You need to make the determination or the decision who you want to be. I can go to anybody. I can say, you know what, man, I'm looking at you. I would think you would be a great internet marketer. That same person, the next week, I say, you know, looking at you, man, I think because you're kind of limber, you'll make a good basketball player. I can make people believe anything. And to me, that's ludicrous, because all that means is they don't know who they are. The next person say, you know what, I think you should do real estate, man. You're a good talker. You communicate very well, so you maybe try real estate. You know, really? You think I should do real estate? Yeah. Then 2 weeks later, I say, you know, I think you should sell cars, man. You know, you like cars, don't you? Yeah, of course. So it'll be easy for you to sell them because you already like cars anyway. Sell supercars. Oh, you're right. Maybe I could.
like the same person. They don't know who they are. So it's so easy to manipulate them, to influence them. Listen, I want you to write this down. This is a concept of psychology. It's very deep, and it's very cerebral. But if you get it, most of you are not going to get it, but some of you will. And you'll understand why the world is what it is. But if I know you, listen, if I know you better than you know me, I can influence you. Okay? Like, I can influence you. If I know you better than you know me, I can influence you easily. However, if I know you better than you know yourself, I can control you. Are you with me? Like, if you don't know yourself, and if I know you better than you can know yourself, I can approach you and say, you know what? Something about you that I like, that I need you need to move in this direction. I think you should be doing Facebook marketing, you know, because Facebook is killing it right now. And I think you do very well because it's an at-home job. You can just sit there behind your computer and do Facebook. Really? Okay. You got to remember that phrase, very powerful. Like, if I know you better than you know yourself, I can control you. And you got people on the planet that are being controlled. The masses are being controlled by social media, pastors, even me. I'm not going to lie. I do have control over people. It's not because I want control. It's because people just don't know themselves. If you don't know yourselves, it's easy to steer and manipulate, but I do my best to move people in the direction where they want to be anyway. Does that make sense, ladies and gentlemen? The point is, you need to get to know yourself. How do you get to know yourself? Spend time with yourself, by yourself, talking to yourself, writing to yourself about what you want to do and what you want to become. Like, how do you get to know a person? Like, if you want to get to know a person in a relationship, you got to spend time with that person, right? You got to ask them questions. Got to go out with them. So how do you get to know yourself? Got to spend time with yourself alone. If I want to get to know a woman, every time I go on a date with a woman, she bring her kid or bring her father, her daddy, or best friend, it's going to be an issue here. I'm not going to be able to know her. I can know her with her father around. I know her when her mother's around, but I need to know her by herself. Which means you can't get to know yourself if you're always around all these people, all these friends and family. You got some people that always wants to be around people. But how do you get to know yourself? You got to be alone. Got to isolate yourself. Then you got to talk to yourself. Ask yourself, you know, what do I want to do? What do I want to be? What do I want to focus on? Why do I want to focus on that? My son today said he's going to be a billionaire, right? You know what I asked him? I said, how do you know? I said, how do you know? It's a great question, by the way. It's a question for all of you as well. You know, you want to be a millionaire? So why do you want to be a millionaire? And the answer can't be, well, I'm just tired of struggling. Do you think that's a great answer to why you want to be a millionaire? I mean, why? I asked him, I said, do you need $1 billion for what you're trying to do? Then he started telling me how he wants this big house. He wants this, this, this. And he said, well, I know my house is going to be more than $1 million. The problem is with him, he's never thought about $1 billion to the point that he don't know how much $1 billion is per month. He don't know how much $1 billion is per day. I said, David, make $10,000 first per month. Do that first. Of course, that's your big goal, 20 years, 30 years. But sometimes, even you folks, you have such of these big dreams. Nothing wrong with having big dreams. But some of you have so, your dreams are so big that you can't even see the outcome. And if you can't see the outcome, then you never even begin. Or you never take consistent action because you just can't see yourself. And I don't think people know how much $1 billion, even $1 million. I don't think you guys know how much money that is. You know, in theory, it just sounds good to say, I'm going to be the next billionaire. I don't think you folks
have actually intellectualized it, like how much money that really is and how many people you have to influence to be able to have that amount of money in your bank account. Because you got to sell something unless you're a trader. Does that make sense? Okay. Listen. Oh, what's up, Ann Lee? What's going on, beautiful? It's only one name that would cause me to smile. We'll talk more about that later. But listen, folks. Do you get my point? Do you not understand my point here? That just because something happens in your life that seems to be painful, like you don't have to act on the pain as if it's painful. Like you don't have to always say, oh, this negative thing happened to me. Like it doesn't have to be negative. Yeah, maybe the masses say it's negative, you know? Maybe you lose money because everybody that loses money has a terrible day or they are piss poor about that, okay? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe somebody really wants something, they don't get what they want, and they're pissed off. What I'm saying is, listen, if you continue to surround yourself with people who are like people that you don't even want to be like, how do you ever change? Now think about it for a second. Because a large part of the world, like when things happen and they feel bad, everybody's identical. You know, if somebody, trying to give you guys another example, if somebody stole your car, like it happened to me maybe 3-4 years ago, somebody, they cracked my windows or they damaged my windows because they wanted to steal something out of the back seat, which was nothing in the back seat. It was my Maserati. And they busted the back window to find nothing. I came outside. It was in the gym parking lot, 24-hour fitness here in Houston, Texas. And, you know, most people would have been upset. You would have been livid, right? Oh, my God. Why are there people? I'm in a fucked up neighborhood. Why do people always stealing from me? Why people always, why? Crying, whining. Go to the gym. You guys need to have better security here. You see that? I mean, this is just how people are. The masses are like this. But me, because I have skill, okay? And I have emotional intelligence. I came outside. Oh, wow. Somebody cracked my window. First thing I did, hey, I need a tow truck to tow my car here, or my Maserati. I guess somebody tried to steal something out of the back seat. I just need a truck here, a flatbed to pick it up. Take it to the Maserati dealership and just get a new window for me. And the tow truck showed up, put him up 10 minutes. They took the car and took it to the dealership. That was it. I mean, done deal. Now, some of you know what you're going to say? Well, that's because you had the money, Wes. What if you don't have the money? What if you don't have the money to fix it? What if you don't have the money for the tow? If you don't have the money to fix it, or if you don't have money for the tow, you shouldn't have the car, stupid. Right? Like, why buy a car and you can't fix the car if you have any problems with the car? Does that make sense? Why buy a fancy car? You can't fix it. You can't afford the maintenance. Why buy a nice house, not an apartment? You can't afford nice furniture. Come on. I want you to realize that your so-called problems are connected to your bad decisions. It's just your decisions. Does that make sense? You know, when you first get the place, oh my God, I got a brand new house. I got a brand new apartment.
Man, we're going to party. We're going to be hanging out. My girl going to come on. My boy going to come on. We're going to do our thing. We're going to drink, blah, 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 blah. And then you walk inside your place, and you got nothing but IKEA furniture inside. You got cheap furniture. Or you have no furniture at all. But you're excited because you live in a high rise. You're in a penthouse. But you can go in all the rooms in your penthouse or your townhouse, cheap furniture. And you have some rooms that have no furniture at all. And what your excuse is, oh, yeah, you know, I'm just taking my time to furnish the rooms. I say, hey, man, it's been a year. You've been here for a year. You still haven't furnished that room yet? Many of you don't realize that you're making so many bad decisions, and the previous bad decisions are causing the so-called problems that you're having in your life. You get it? You are your own worst enemy, folks. You. Any problems that you have is because of your bad decisions. You made the bad decision. You're the one that got the car. If you can't afford the tires for the car, you can't afford if the AC breaks down, the window breaks. I don't know if you can't afford it. Don't buy it, but you bought it anyway. Living from paycheck to paycheck. Swiping your cards, your credit cards, because it's something that you want because you want to feel good in the moment. Then when some shit happened, mold in the house, or the AC goes out in the house. I don't know. And now you're bitching and complaining. Oh, I can't afford this. Well, what about those Chanel shoes you just bought? What about that purse you just bought? What about them rims you just bought? What about that suit, them clothes you just bought at Saks? What about them Jordans, them Jordan 1s you just bought? That's where the money went. That dinner that you took that girl to. Because you wanted to impress her. Because you thought about impressing her, you'll be able to sleep with her that night. Yeah, what about that? That's where the money went. So don't bitch and complain and like, oh, I ain't got no money. Why is this happening to me? Listen, because you make bad decisions financially. That's the answer to that question. You don't know how to manage your money. You know, they have a term, and don't get mad at me if I use this term, but they got something out there that's called the nigger rich. You know what nigger rich is, right? You know, nigger rich can be applied to every culture, to every race. Nigger rich is the people that's trying to be something. Are they trying to showcase and present themselves as something? But that's not really what it is. You're trying to be, yeah, hood rich. Yeah, there you go, hood rich. Like, you want to have the Jordans on, Gucci shoes on, Gucci that, Versace this, but you live in the hood. You got a chain on your neck, you riding the bus. You got a big chain on your neck, and you driving a Ford Focus. Like, your outfit is more than a car. Or, all your jewelry is just fake. So you're trying to convince people that what you have on is real, but you living a lie. And you know it. And you're trying to fool the people. And I'm like, why? You're trying to fool people that don't even give a damn about you. They don't care about you. You go to the club, go to the bar, you go out, you put all your fake jewelry on. You're trying to please people that don't even know you. Don't even know who you are. Don't even care. Then God forbid they find out the jewelry is fake, your Van Cleef is fake, your Cartier braces are fake, Chanel, your shoes are fake, everything is fake. When they find out, now you're embarrassed. Now you're lying more. You're like, no, this is real. What are you talking about? I can show you the receipt. Now you're lying even more because now you're embarrassed. Don't be hood rich, okay? Don't go to the car dealership and ask the person, hey, what can I get
and what's the lowest car note that I can pay? But I want the best car, but I want the lowest car note. That's hood rich. Okay? That salesperson's like, oh my God, look at this dumb motherfucker. He's stupid. You're never going to a dealership to, well, I want my payments to be here. Yeah, he'll make sure your payments are right there and give you 20% interest rate. And you're just looking at the payments, not looking at the interest rate. And you're going to pay for that shit for the rest of your goddamn life and when you die. Your parents, you know, your son and your daughter and granddaughter are going to be paying for that car. That was $20,000. Hood rich. Okay? Any questions for me? I'm going to pause here. Any questions for me here? How did your doctor's appointment go? It went very well. How did you? Wow, you remembered. My woman, my baby, my boo, she made sure that I got there on time. And she listened to the doctor because I don't pay no attention to the doctors. I don't really care too much. You know, doctors are cool, but I just don't care. And I got about 4 pills. I got to take all this medication here. But honestly, I feel fine. I have my Icy Hot. So I'm feeling good. But any questions for me here, folks, for you on the topics that we just talked about? Top e-commerce site. What do you mean? How would I know what the top e-commerce site is? I'm not even in e-commerce. What's next? Questions here. Did you get value, folks? Are you getting value here? Are you taking notes? Is anybody actually getting any type of value for what I'm talking about? Are you just going to let life beat the shit out of you? Are you just going to continue to make bad decisions? Going to be 40, 50, and 60 years old, regretting every decision that you've ever made in your life. You know the sad part is a lot of you are going to regret shit. You know, you're listening to me right now, but a lot of you are not going to make anything, what I'm saying, applicable to your life. And 5 and 10 years later, you're going to be exactly where you don't want to be. You're going to be driving a car you don't want to drive. You're going to be living where you don't want to live. You're going to be dating or married to the person that you don't want to marry or date. You're going to be around the same people that you don't want to be around, going to the same bar, same clothes, same everything. All because you're a coward. And a coward is a person that knows what to do but doesn't do it. And all of you know what to do. All of you are capable of being successful and financially free. You're capable of being more positive and reframing negative situations and learning how I can use that to benefit me. You all have that level of intelligence. But many of you are cowards. Still not going to do it. Can you recap about knowing yourself? When I was talking about knowing yourself, what I was saying, you need to spend time with yourself. You need to get to know who you are and make a decision on who you want to be. Okay? Hey, Savannah, how are you? How do I fix my credit? I would say go to a site called Lexington Law Firm, pay them $75 a month. Would you buy a Bugatti? No. I don't want one. I don't even care. Wes, I'm a part of your YouTube team. Well, welcome. You're smart, young lady. Finally, I get the opportunity to read a comment of a young lady. It's always young women, I'm telling you. It's always women. You know, women tend to make smart decisions. So congratulations, you're part of my program, the YouTube AI Automation Program.
But you should be. It's going to make a lot of people financially free. You'll see. I just started using the DreamRest app. It's amazing. Thank you so much. I'm glad you're loving it. Questions here. What does self-love mean to you? That's simple. Do you love yourself? Think about it. If you truly love yourself, you wouldn't put yourself in a situation that's not loving. Like if you're in a, like I'm in a relationship and I'm in a loving relationship. Let me tell you why. It's not because we love each other. It's because my woman loves herself. And I love me as well. So when you have two people that love themselves, it's easy to love each other. But many of you don't love yourself because you're always criticizing yourself. You're not good enough. Well, I could be better. Well, you know, I'm not good enough. I'm just not good enough. I'm not good enough. You know, many of you, you think that you're not worthy of anything because you shit on yourself so much. You always tell yourself, instead of giving yourself compliments, you tell yourself what you're not doing right. Women look at themselves in the mirror and they look at everything that's ugly about it. Oh, I hate my nose. I hate my ears. I don't like my eye. My boob is not big enough. My butt is not big enough. Look at my stomach. They always just find the inadequate parts of their self, their body, their person, everything. They don't look at the beauty. They focus on what's wrong. And that's unfortunate. What's next? Blonde Peach. How much debt did you have before getting wealthy? Maybe like $70,000. Oh, Blonde Peach. Yeah, I remember you back in the day. Blonde Peach. You doing well? My dream is to have wake up in a jungle atmosphere every day. What? In a jungle? Okay. Hey, Deborah, how are you? Hey, Andrew, how are you? Ann Lee, you still here? Miss Lee? Miss Lee? Why you name your son David? I didn't name my son David. The mother did. Was paying your debt? What's the first thing you did? I did pay off my debt. Yes, I am serious. $70,000 in debt. Next question for me. Hey, Alice. Leon, you opened my eyes to a lot of things. Thank you. You're very welcome. That's what I'm here to do, young people, older people. I'm here to open your eyes up to something new. I'm here to allow you to understand that the reality that you have created could be a jaded reality, which means that maybe the reality that you think that you are part of is just your perception. It's just your opinion. And maybe if you decide to see your reality differently, you will start to attract different things in your life. Okay? What's next? The next question for me here. Talk to me. In general, what are some things that might piss you off? Lazy people. One of my pet peeves, I don't like repeating myself. But mainly lazy people, yeah. But I wouldn't get pissed off. I just get annoyed. I just fire you. All because of Wes talking funny, saying there aren't any excuses if people are getting paid to cuddle. What are you talking about, Savannah? Okay, all right, Scott, I hear you. What do you think about psychologists? What do you mean, what do I think about them? They exist. They do their job to help people as much as humanly possible. First of all, you need to spell the word correctly. What's next here? Question. Hey, Rose, how are you? Questions here. Faze, how are you? Priscilla. Next question for me. Are you investing in AI energy? No. What is lazy by your standards? People that can do exactly what I can do, but they just don't do it. Are the people that want to do something, know that they should be doing something, but they don't do it, like working out. Come on now. I mean, everybody can work out. You know what I love about my woman? She loves working out just as much as me. And she's sexy. Every time I see her, I want to rip her clothes up, honestly. I mean, she works that body. And I love a woman that dedicates her body to that gym. Oh, it's nothing like making progress, man. What's next here? Hey, Rosemary, how are you? Hey, Sarah Reynolds, how are you? Hey, guys, don't forget to hit the like button, share it out as well, tag a few people below. And like it and share it as well. Don't forget, I do appreciate you liking and sharing this video out to other people. Okay, I don't ask for money. I just give you advice from the top of my heart here. So if you want to share this and like it, do it. Do it now. Like and share and tag a few people below. Okay? I was listening to the Genius Group and cleaned my place and rearranged my whole place. Good job. Have you read the secret book? Yes, of course. No, just watch the movie. Any more questions for me before I let you go? T. Greasy. Ali, any more questions for me? King, how are you? Any more questions for me, young people? Amanda, how are you? Victor from Peru, how are you? Okay. All right, guys, so I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Listen, failure, problems, like it doesn't have to be defined as a negative experience. It doesn't have to be. You can search deeper into your psyche and just realize that, you know, this doesn't have to be a negative situation. How can I reframe this into something that benefits me? And, you know, it may take some thinking. But listen, you can always find positivity when you're looking for it. Just like when you're looking for negativity or if you're looking for something to piss you off more, you can find that as well. And you can begin to stack those negative situations on top of negative situations. Or you can look at a situation and just say, you know what? Maybe I don't feel the best, but
I know there's a blessing in that. I know there's a positive that can come out of this. This is when you start to have the thinking of the 1%. Okay? Have you read the book Psychology of Money? I'm not sure. All right, folks, much love. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Tap the share button. Tap the love button. Send me a hug. Send me a heart below. Tag a few people. And I'll see you tomorrow night. Much love. Go make some money. Go read something. Go build something. Go solve a problem. Let's go.